Hey, welcome back. Hey, before I get started, a couple quick announcements. One, this week is the week to apply to be a women's small group Bible study leader for next year. So if you want to do that, no experience necessary, sign up or apply. And then also tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here in Dimnit, we are having an ecumenical celebration of Mary. It's going to be a time for Protestant students, Catholic students, and Orthodox Christians to come together in a prayer service. Up there you can see one of my favorite reasons why are we doing this, because it's 9 months until Christmas. So we are celebrating the Feast of the Annunciation to Mary, 7 o'clock here tomorrow night. We all just had spring break. Yes? Hey, and we did different things, and we had different experiences. I know some people went to different countries. Some people just stayed here in Holland. Some people, I know, got their wisdom teeth pulled. Some people studied. Some people were sick. All of us had different experiences. But one thing we had in common, one thing we shared, whether we knew it or not, happened on about March 2021, depending on you. What happened? Spring! And in celebration of spring, I am wearing my springtime pants today. Yes, these are my springtime pants. And I'm not sure, I don't remember exactly how and why they became springtime pants, but about 5-6 years ago, I got these pants and I thought, they seem springy. So what I do is I try to wear them on the first day of spring, but I was down in Mexico with some students over break, so didn't have a chance to do that. So I thought I'd wear them today so we could all celebrate spring together. You see, because I started, I call them springtime pants, so I wear them in the springtime. How we name things and what we call things determines how we care for them or how we use them. I got something up here. Some of you in the back, I'm sorry, you might not be able to tell, so you have to trust the people up front. What do we got here? Can anyone see it and tell? Crowd participation right here. What? I heard it. Soil, dirt, earth, it's in a jar. It is dirt. It's dirt, right? Dirt. Dirt. Now, many of us, when we think of dirt, we think of something that makes us dirty, something that we try to separate ourselves from, to try to clean up from dirt. We try to sweep away dirt and get rid of dirt. We disconnect ourselves from dirt. What do we got here? Come on, louder. Oreos. We got some Oreos here now. We got just a few Oreos here, but here they are, Oreos, all right? Now, if I offered you an Oreo, would you take it? Yes. Yeah, you would. People are like, please offer me an Oreo. Now, what if I said to you, hey, I've got some wheat flour, sugar, niacin, reduced iron, thiamine, mononitrate, riboflavin, high oleic canola oil, and or palm oil, and or canola oil, and or soybean oil, not sure, some cocoa with a little alkali, some high fructose corn syrup in case you didn't get enough sugar the first time, cornstarch, some salt, some vanillin, and some artificial flavoring, chocolate. What would you say? Maybe yes. Some of you are like, it's an Oreo. Here's the point. How we name things determines how we care for things. We have named these Oreos, and we have named this food. And so we consume it and partake in it. We think of this as dirt, is something to disconnect ourselves from. And here's the ironic thing. This dirt, this soil, this earth is the source of all food. Yet we have disconnected ourselves from that, and our food is disconnected even from what the earth and what the intention is. And until we begin and learn to continue to reconcile these things and talk about these things as they are, we will continue to be disconnected from the earth, disconnected from creation, and disconnected from the Creator. We've been studying the book of Colossians this semester. And in Colossians, we hear that God, through Christ, was pleased to reconcile himself to all things through the blood of the cross. And later on in that chapter 1, we hear that we are to hold on to the hope into the gospel that was proclaimed to all creatures in heaven and on earth. We are so quick to think of the gospel being just for us, the people. But we see throughout Scripture that the gospel is for all things, for all creatures. So what is the good news for the earth? What is the good news for creatures? Is it that when they die, they get to go to heaven? I don't think so. I think the good news for creation and all of us is that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. You see, we believe in a story where God came to earth. God walked on his creation because God so loves this place, our home, where we live. And we say that we believe that God is coming back to us, that God is coming back home. We see in the Gospel of Mark that we, at the end, Jesus sends us out to proclaim the good news to the whole creation, it says. So that means for us, as Christians, as followers of Christ, we don't care for the creation simply because it's a nice thing to do. We don't recycle because it's a good thing to do. We aren't green because it's a popular thing to do. We participate in the gospel when we do this. We care for creation because it's our way to participate in the reality that God's kingdom is coming even now. And we do that when we choose to walk and not drive. We do that when we choose to think about where and how we're spending our money. And we do that when we do recycle. We do that when we care for the soil. We need to begin and to continue to reconnect ourselves to the earth. And we saw it in the beginning of Lent with the ashes. Remember, from dust you came, and to dust you will return. We are more connected to this stuff than we are to this stuff. And what happens when we begin to see these connections, when we begin to realize that our food and our earth are connecting, which means that it includes farming, and then it spills over to thinking about water, and it spills over to thinking about mountains that are being blown up for cheap coal, and it spills over to be thinking about immigration and why people are having to leave their land, and it spills over to thinking about why and how people are in poverty. It can become quickly overwhelming. But here is the good news for us. I want you to do something. I want you to look around right now. I mean, really, like look around. Turn your head if you have to. It might feel awkward. If you're in the balcony, maybe peek over, look up. There's people up there too. We are not called to do this alone. How you name things determines how you care for things. We name ourselves the body of Christ. And this body extends beyond borders. It extends beyond countries. We are a part of a body that is in this whole world. And that is good news for us because it's so exciting to think that when we as the body of Christ begin to work for the care of creation and participate in this gospel, God's kingdom will continue to dwell here now. It's springtime. And one of the things I love about springtime, besides the pants, is that you can begin to see coming out of the earth new life. We are reminded that life comes from death. And so this season, as the earth begins to wake up again, may we all have eyes to see God's kingdom And may we all have creative vision to see how we care and participate in the gospel of Christ as we live here on earth. Pray with me. God, thank you for the gift of creation and for including us in that. God, thanks for calling us your people, and we ask now that you will continue to show us how to connect to your earth. And God, that we will be able to do this together as your body of Christ. Thanks for many experiences this past week, and may you continue to dwell with us as we come back together as a community, acutely aware that not all have come back. God, be with us now. We pray this through Christ. Amen. Go in peace and love the earth.